Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. This is about David Lammy, who is the Deputy Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. So he's the second most powerful person in the UK. And he's been proven to be a liar yet again. He goes back to this summer when he was holidaying in France and Italy, and he got a journey all the way from Forlì in Italy to Flins, which is in the French Alps, a very, very long taxi journey. Yeah, so much for looking after the environment. It would be far easier in the environment to go by train or bus, but it's one rule for them, another rule for everybody else. So you think of the pollution that was put out for just for two people. So you see how avaricious and selfish he is, and as a powerful and wealthy person, how he abuses those who are weaker than he is. So it is revolting and absolutely on brand. I would expect nothing better from him. Sorry, it goes back to 11th of April last year, and the fare was €1,550. Shows you just how rich he is. And then there was a dispute about an additional €700 because the booking service payment. Okay, and a so Lammy refused to pay what was owed. So the driver said, "Well, we're not going to return your luggage, otherwise I'll never get my money." And the driver didn't steal it; he gave it to the police. So there was this dispute, and as usual, Lammy, he gets the civil service to lie for him, and they do. They are craven. They always give in to their political masters. So the Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office, of which he was head at the time, Foreign Secretary, they took Lammy's side. They pumped out the lies that Lammy and his wife had done nothing wrong, that Mr. and Mrs. Lammy were innocent victims. They paid the total fare, which is a complete lie. So this poor Mr. Mimoun, this taxi driver, they don't make a lot of money. He was charged with theft. Now, was Lammy being so bad to him because Mr. Mimoun is a Muslim? Is it because of North African ethnicity that somehow Lammy views him as inferior? I know he's racist. He said racist things in public before. He said that, whites shouldn't be good to black people. What about his wife? What about his children? Maybe he's bad to them as well. Wow. He's against that march, that Red Nose Day. So he'd rather that black people starve to death than white people help them out. It's sickening. That is how cruel and barbaric he is. Other things. Wow. So he's been a cheerleader for an orgy of racist violence against defenseless Palestinians, against the huge scale kidnapping of Palestinians, including little children, against the torture of Palestinians. He's not denounced the public rape of Palestinian prisoners, which happen on television, filmed live. He's never had a word to say about that. But if you say that a man is a man or a woman is a woman, wow, he would really lose it over that one. It's absolutely sickening what he's like, the things that he is complicit in. So anyway, Mimoun was rightly found not guilty and is free, so he never did anything wrong. All right, so somebody here was lying, and it clearly wasn't Mr. Mimoun, because it's a very major thing to accuse someone of theft, especially of that level of the luggage. How many bags would that be? How many thousands of euros would they be? As though Mr. Mimoun would be stupid enough to commit a crime for which he's the only suspect, when he's actually taking on quite a mighty person, the foreign secretary of a friendly neighboring country. And there's going to be CCTV, there's going to be all sorts of proof that he was there. So there's no sense that he stole this sort of stuff. He's actually David Lammy stealing as usual, ripping off the public as usual. I don't know if the taxpayer even had to pick up the bill for him for his holidays. Why we should subsidize holidays is beyond me. And since then, this grossly unethical, well, criminal behavior, there he is blackguarding a totally innocent person just because he's poorer and feebler than Lammy is. Lammy's been promoted to Deputy Prime Minister. Tells you a lot about the Labour Party, a sworn enemy of the working class. You can see how exploitative and extractive they are. And the worrying thing is Lammy could easily become Prime Minister because Keir Starmer is finished. He is the most unpopular Prime Minister ever, ever. It's staggering to say that. He's even more unpopular than Liz Truss. Now, she was only there for 49 days. So Labour is going to be absolutely slaughtered in these elections this coming May, the Holyrood elections, the Welsh parliamentary elections, the English local elections. And there he's got to go. And people are already talking about it in Labour. And the obvious one is Lammy, because he's number two of the whole system. One of the problems with that is obviously anything that Starmer's guilty of, Lammy's also guilty of, because he's so close to him. The other possibilities. I wouldn't rule out Angela Rayner coming back. A tax cheat, a liar. That's just what Labour likes, because she's got this sob story that she's somehow a victim because she was working class, that she's a woman. So you can see how sexist, bigoted, prejudiced, and illogical they are. So the deputy leader of the Labour Party, Lucy Pohl, she's a possibility. Yvette Cooper, again, I think a bit less likely. Partly she's maybe seen as too posh, too establishment, been in Parliament since 1997, done nothing else in her life. And I just say, who does that leave? Shabana Mahmood, now the Home Secretary. And when Lammy had to stand in for Sir Keir Starmer at Prime Minister's Question Times, he was asked five times, can you guarantee that no more sex offenders have been released from prison in error? Because two people in the last week were released early by accident. The system's overloaded. The prison office has done enough time. And five times he failed to answer that question. He didn't say yes, because that would be misleading the House of Commons. That would be a resigning matter. He didn't say no, because that would be too much of a gift to the opposition. So he sidestepped the question each time. So he's a low-down, lying, filthy scumbag, just the kind of thing that the Labour likes. Now, I know that the Conservatives are bad too, and he's a sworn enemy of children. He has promoted sexual violence against children. He's voted for that every single time. The mass murder of little children, he is a paedophobe. Children being tortured to death, children being ripped apart, children suffering hypoxia. Wow, nobody else would have this. Children having deadly poisons injected into their hearts. That's the kind of person he is. And every single member of the Labour cabinet has done likewise, doesn't want to do anything to defend children. Bang on about child protection, but that's a lie. This is just demagoguery. This is just feminazism. 60 million children murdered every single year. Lammy's all for that. Oh, sorry, the choice about that. Would he be pro-choice on slavery, pro-choice on rape? Well, neither would I. What about the victims? 80 million, 90 million murders a year, 100 million murders a year. If it was every single child in the world in utero in 1 year, if it was the annihilation of the human race, he wouldn't oppose that. That is how inhumane and cruel, bloodthirsty he is. So it's sickening. It's absolutely foul that this person is there, the second mightiest person in the United Kingdom, may yet be the Prime Minister. So this is what demagoguery does to us, is what ignorance, lies, disinformation does to us when dishonest, vicious, murderous people like him are exalted to high office. And they only care about wielding power over others, about disenfranchising people, stripping us of our liberty, taking away our right to speak our minds, to peacefully protest, to save others. This is how inhumane and cruel they are. So he's an absolute sadist. It's sick. It's deeply dispiriting that someone like him has got so far. And there's really no chance that he's going to be held to account for it. So it's difficult not to despair. But there are a few good people. Maybe someday justice will be done.